Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, July 31st, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, WestRock is going to acquire the remaining interest in Grupo Gondi. Also making headlines this past week, GP Cellulose is investing about $80 million to add fluff capacity at its GP Cellulose Alabama River Mill near Monroeville, Alabama. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, July 29th, at 5281, up 134 points, or 2.6% from the July 22nd close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 6-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 3.9%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, gaining 17.6%, followed by IT Tech Packaging, up 12.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was West Fraser, closing down 4.3%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, up 91.42%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 61%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 3.9%, while the PM40 is up 8%. And we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Alstom Munksjö offers Cellu Straw for a plastic-free drinking experience. Hundreds of millions of drinking straws are used daily by consumers across the world. Recent years have called attention to the significant impacts of single-use plastic straws on our planet and the animals that we share this planet with. Replacing plastic straws with sustainable fiber-based alternatives is an important step toward a plastic-free future. The cellulose straw technology is part of Ostrom Munkshow's ambition to phase out and replace plastic with sustainable fiber-based solutions. Through its campaign, From Plastic to Purpose, Ostrom Munkshow is leading the way toward a more sustainable future. This is enabling transition in the food industry. Cellulose straw has been specifically designed to address emerging efforts at phasing out plastic straws and is manufactured with renewable material constructed from reasonably sourced natural fibers. Through the product range, Ostrom Munkshow enables the food industry to better protect people and the planet while continuing to offer a convenient drinking experience to consumers. That's what we all want, folks, a convenient drinking experience. By simply replacing single-use plastic straws with cellulose straws, the food industry has an effective alternative to traditional single-use plastic straws and their sustainable safety. Cellulose straw complies with direct food contact regulation and exhibits excellent wet strength and gluing ability. The straws withstand liquid for extended periods of time and remain in excellent condition once converted. The cellulose straw range includes both straight and U-shaped straws. Oh my gosh. Providing an outstanding degree of folding flexibility. This makes cellulose straw suitable for specialty applications such as the U-shaped straw used in aseptic beverage cartons. Cellulose straw is renewable, biodegradable, and certified compostable by TÜV and BPI. That's good to know. And its global cooperation for sustainable solutions for the paper straw market. Ostrom Munkshow operates on a global technology platform with sites located in Europe as well as the United States. Now, this collaboration provides yet another example how the company reaps benefits with business synergies, allowing for innovative and sustainable solutions. Awesome. Dateline Russia, Tetra Pak to get the heck out of Russia and sell business to local management. Tetra Pak said it'll be skedaddling out of its remaining operations in Russia. Now, this is due to the cumulative impact of the restriction on exports to Russia, leading to an unsustainable supply chain, they say, as a result of which the company is left with no other option than to exit the company. They're getting out, folks. Man, they're getting out right now. This follows the company's earlier decision to suspend all new investments and projects in Russia, probably a good idea, restricting its operations to support customers for essential food items only, in line with its strongly held commitment on the principle of people's rights to access safe food. Now, Tetra Pak has reached an agreement to divest its Russia interest to local management, with the intention of enabling business continuity for its customers, minimizing the impact on employees, and continuing to support customers' access to essential food. That's noble. Now, following the transfer of ownership, the new company will operate as an independent entity under a new name and will not be affiliated to Tetra Pak. By golly, they can't be calling themselves Tetra Pak anymore. Tetra Pak doesn't want that. Now, this marks the end of 62 years of Tetra Pak's presence in Russia, Tetra Pak said.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone, so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Paraguay. Heinzel Group becomes a strategic investor in project to build Paraguay's first pulp mill. The first pulp mill in Paraguay, folks. Heinzel Holding Company GmbH and Parcel SA jointly announced that Heinzel has entered into an agreement investment to become the strategic and equity investor in Paracel, an afforestation and pulp and paper mill project in Paraguay, South America. Paracel has now received equity commitments from a group of Paraguayan and European business families, with Heinzel's investment completing the needed strategic equity for the project. Heinzel will hold 25% of Parcel's shares at project completion. Do I keep calling it Parcel? It's Paracel, P-A-R-A-C-E-L. Paracel is planning to produce 1.8 million metric tons of eucalyptus pulp per year in Concepcion in northern Paraguay, with forestry assets of more than 180,000 hectares of land owned by the company. Since the start of the project in late 2018, the pioneering project has passed important milestones, of which Paracel has already planted more than 16,000 hectares of forestry, completed the design of the pulp mill, received the construction permits, and completed the required environmental and social impact assessments. It has started significant groundworks on the mill site and kicked off social programs and conservation projects for native forests. As one of the world's major afforestation projects, it has also completed documentation for the carbon sequestration effort of planting more than 100 million trees. Man, I can't say that word. Heinzel Group, based in Vienna, Austria, is a growth leader in the pulp and paper industry with production sites in Austria, Germany, and Estonia, and a global sales network specialized on emerging markets, I guess, such as Paraguay. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline Canton, North Carolina. Canton, North Carolina Evergreen Paper Mill files federal civil complaint in 2020 deadly fire. Canton's paper mill has filed a federal civil complaint against a contractor that it claims started the fire that killed two contract employees in September of 2020. Canton Paper Mill is asking the jury to award more than $16 million in damages. The court action claims that Blasco created unsafe conditions and breached his proposal for repair work that should have, when it used heat guns, to work with what should have been known as, where there's been known flammable materials. Now this hot work, according to the complaint, was not part of the original purchase order for the repairs in a confined area of the Canton Mill. According to the complaint, the contractor's crew also did not have fire extinguishers, which allowed the spread of the fire to an area where other contractors were working, killing two workers. OSHA has issued several citations against Blasco for workplace safety violations as part of its investigation. Dateline, Georgia, fire at Louisiana Pacific facility. The Thomasville Fire Department received a call to the Louisiana Pacific Mill located in the North Clark Industrial Park shortly before 4 o'clock local time Sunday morning, July 24th. Also responding were Fulton and Grove Hill departments. The fire was quickly brought under control. Grove Hill's trucks and manpower were released by 4:13 p.m. local time, and Thomasville's were leaving the scene by around 5 o'clock. The plant manufactures oriented strand board and using wood chips to make the product. Some of the dryer chips had somehow caught fire. Firefighters said employees had done a good job with hoses knocking down the fire before they arrived. The previous Sunday morning, July 17th, a little bit earlier, Thomasville firefighters responded to a fire call from another local industry, Thomasville Lumber, on Highway 5 on the north side of the city. Dateline, Portland, Oregon, AWPPW Local 78 Graphic Packaging Strike. There's a strike going on, or at least one that started. Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers, also affectionately known as the AWPPW Workers, went on strike at 12:30 a.m. local time on Sunday, the July 17th, 2022, citing unfair labor practices at Graphic Packaging International's facility in Portland, Oregon. The Local 78 members have overwhelmingly authorized a strike in response to the company's pattern of allegedly violating federal labor laws. AWPPW local members have spoken loud and clear, according to a release saying, quote, Graphic's alleged illegal activity is unacceptable, end of quote. The union membership is striking over the company's alleged unlawful conduct. The local bargaining team and the Local 78 members remain united in their efforts to get Graphic Packaging to respect their workers. That's what they're saying. The union has filed numerous unfair labor practice charges against Graphic in response to alleged unlawful activity. They keep saying that. Under other ULP, which is unfair labor practice charges, remain under investigation. The AWPPW and GPI, which is Graphic Packaging International, have been in a collective bargaining negotiations seeking a new labor agreement. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Graphic Packaging has been and continues to have a grim time hiring new workers. This is according to the union release. Graphic Packaging's solution to attracting new workers is to pay temporary workers $2 less than current starting wage, pay zero benefits, have the temporary workers be employed by someone other than Graphic Packaging International, and not allow new workers to join or be represented by the AWPPW union, according to the release. GPI canceled an alleged or an agreed to bargain date, stating GPI was unable to meet at the bargaining table due to the unexpected strike. The next bargaining date was set for July 28th, which was Thursday. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the Steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your Steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows Steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your Steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. GP Cellulose is investing about $80 million to add fluff capacity at its GP Cellulose Alabama River Mill near Monroeville, Alabama. The project is being implemented in phases, and when complete in late 2023, it will increase the mill's ability to produce fluff pulp. The Alabama River Mill operates two lines, one currently producing only paper pulp bales. This investment upgrades production by adding the ability for this line to also produce fluff pulp rolls. The mill's second line was upgraded to produce both paper pulp bales and fluff pulp rolls back in 2011. That's back in 2011, folks. Here we're going to do a quote real quick. Quote, this investment will enable GP Cellulose to address the increasing fluff pulp needs of our customers worldwide. The completion of this project will add capability and flexibility to our system to meet a wider range of needs and position us to grow with our customers, end of quote, said Munir Abdallah, president of GP Cellulose. Major aspects of the project are complete, including investments in the headbox and forming table. The final phase is underway now and includes infrastructure as well as winding and wrapping components. Plans call for the newly upgraded line to have the ability to produce a fluff pulp in late 2023. Fluff pulp is used in a variety of hygienic disposable products, including baby diapers, feminine hygiene, adult incontinence, and air-laid and non-wovens. The Alabama River Mill directly employs approximately 470 folks. According to a Troy University study, the economic impact of the mill contributes to 1,407 full and part-time jobs, $103.6 million in labor income, and $421.3 million in total economic impact. Muggin, Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. WestRock to acquire remaining interest in Grupo Gondi. WestRock Company announced that it has entered into an agreement to acquire the remaining interest in Grupo Gondi for $970 million, plus the assumption of debt, representing an estimated implied enterprise value of $1.763 billion. Upon completion of this transaction, WestRock will further enhance its leading position in the growing Latin American containerboard, paperboard, and consumer and corrugated packaging markets. Grupo Gondi operates 4 paper mills, 9 corrugated packaging plants, and 6 high graphic plants throughout Mexico, producing sustainable packaging for a wide range of end markets in the region. The tuck-in acquisition will provide WestRock further geographic and end-market diversification, as well as position
the company to continue to grow in the attractive Latin America market. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor invests in new facility in Alabama. Canfor Corporation is pleased to announce that it will invest approximately $210 million U.S. dollars to build a new state-of-the-art sawmill complex in southern Alabama. Using leading technology, the new sawmill will have an annual production capacity of 250 million board feet on a two-shift basis and will provide a new modern work environment for approximately 130 people who will be employed directly in addition to supporting significant indirect jobs. In alignment with the company's sustainability goals and decarbonization targets, the facility design includes investment in a biomass-fueled lumber drying system. Startup of the facility is anticipated in the third quarter of 2024. The new facility will replace the existing operation in the city of Mobile. Following the construction and startup of the new facility, an orderly wind-down of the Mobile operation will be undertaken. All current employees will have the opportunity to remain with Canfor. That's good news. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.